When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, July 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Downbeat bank earnings trigger a choppy day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 142 points, or about 0.5%, to close at 30,630. The S&P 500 was down 11 points, or 0.3%, but the NASDAQ was able to eke out a roughly 4-point gain. Stocks fell broadly in morning trading after JPMorgan Chase and Morgan Stanley kicked off big banks' earnings season and issued reports indicating a cloudy economic outlook. Markets were able to recover somewhat later in the day. Energy stocks were the worst-performing sector in the S&P. Marathon Oil and Valero Energy each dropped 1.6%. And Brent Crude, the international benchmark for oil prices, dipped 0.5% to $99.10 a barrel. Elsewhere in commodities, gold prices extended their decline in the wake of this week's higher-than-expected inflation figures. The precious metal fell 1.7% to $1,704.50 a troy ounce, a new 52-week low. Gold is down 5.5% this month, and while it's often considered a hedge against inflation, gold becomes less attractive to investors when interest rates rise. Among individual stocks, Conagra Brands was the worst performer on the S&P, down 7.25%. The food company reported higher sales in its latest quarter, but says it plans to raise its prices further in the coming months to offset double-digit cost inflation. Elsewhere, shares of electric vehicle maker Canoo jumped 29%. The stock has risen sharply since Walmart said earlier this week it would buy 4,500 of the company's forthcoming delivery vans. And at the market close, we reported exclusively that activist investor Elliott Management has taken a big stake in Pinterest as the social media company deals with a decline in users and other challenges. Pinterest shares jumped more than 17% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.